U.S. 10-year Treasury yields have risen above 5% for the first time since 2007 on the back of another wave of hawkish Fed speak, ongoing struggles in the global economy, and elevated geopolitical tension. The U.S. dollar remains in the driver's seat as a result, with U.S. equities continuing to slide. Already ahead of the North American Open on Monday, U.S. equity futures are trading quite a bit lower. Dollar-yen has been testing the 150 barrier, but has been sensitive to possible intervention. Over in the UK, we are seeing some mild relative strength in the pound after Moody's removed its negative credit outlook for the UK. Looking ahead, the calendar is rather thin, with only Chicago Fed National Activity Index and Eurozone consumer confidence standing out. Later this week, we get central bank decisions from the Bank of Canada and ECB. It's also worth noting the Fed has entered its blackout period ahead of the November meeting. That's all for now.